European leaders are worrying out loud that time might be running out to avert a war between the United States and Iran as the two square off over recent attacks on commercial shipping in the Gulf of Oman. The latest is that Iran claims to have shot down a US spy drone in Iranian airspace over its southern province of Hormozgan. The Trump administration, meanwhile, continues to present evidence that it says proves Iran placed a limpet mine on one of the ships attacked last week. But in Washington, Democrat lawmakers are sceptical. Nick Grimm reports.
It was a claim broadcast on Iranian television. A sophisticated US-built drone aircraft, identified as an RQ-4 Global Hawk, shot down over its territory by Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard. US Central Command declined to comment on the reports, except to say that there was, quote, no drone over Iranian territory at the time. News agencies later citing unnamed US officials saying the drone was in fact in international airspace. Earlier, the US was more keen to discuss what it insists is Iranian military hardware. Journalists invited to examine fragments of what it says was a limpet mine that caused the damage to a Japanese tanker in the Gulf of Oman last week. Commander Sean Kaido is an explosives expert with the US Navy's 5th Fleet.
What I can tell you is that the limpet mine that was used in the attack is distinguishable, and it is also strikingly bearing a resemblance to Iranian mines that have already been publicly displayed in Iranian military parades.
The developments only heighten fears that the region is edging closer to an all-out conflict. As economic sanctions bite, the Islamic Republic says it will soon breach the uranium stockpile limits and fuel enrichment levels set out by the agreement with world powers aimed at curbing its development of nuclear weapons. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani taking to the airwaves himself, accusing the US of waging what he calls economic terrorism, as it ramps up pressure on Tehran to submit to a new, tougher deal. They are putting us under economic pressure and then they are inviting us to negotiations, he says. This doesn't seem like a very clever move. They use the word negotiation, but surely it only means surrender. France and Germany have also called on the US to adopt a more conciliatory approach. The French Foreign Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian.
America's maximum pressure campaign is contributing to tensions, so we must focus our efforts towards a de-escalation process. We hope all the actors show more calm. There is still time, but only a little time.
It comes as the US Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, prepares to head to the Middle East for a round of meetings with regional allies. The talks will focus on what the State Department calls Iran's regional aggression and the range of active threats it poses to the region. But in a House committee appearance on Capitol Hill, Mr. Hook insisted the Trump administration is seeking a peaceful resolution.
President Trump and Secretary Pompeo have expressed very clearly our willingness to negotiate with Iran when the time is right. No one should be uncertain about our desire for peace or our readiness to normalize relations.
Even so, House Democrats have expressed doubts about whether they can trust the Trump administration's claims to have evidence of Iran's malign intent. They're also wary of the president using anti-terror laws enacted in the wake of the 9/11 attacks to bypass Congress and declare war on Iran. Concerns put directly to Donald Trump's special envoy by Democrat Brad Sherman.
Based on the authorities that you have now, what is the power of this administration? Are they subject to the War Powers Act?
I'm not a War Powers Act scholar. I can only tell you that everything that we would do would be lawful. And everything that we are trying to do is defensive. I can't underline, there is no talk of offensive action. We are trying to, it's a defensive move that we have made.
The US Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook. Our reporter there, Nick Grimm.